It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Brad Pitt has compared his split from Angelina Jolie to a death, admitting that he's an emotional idiot whose heavy drinking helped ruin his marriage. Brad revealed to GQ magazine that he's sober and in therapy, and since his family has been ripped apart, he said, "I hit the lottery and I still would waste my time on those hollow pursuits." He says that the split was self-inflicted and that he has stopped drinking since the split.
It's good he's getting himself together at least. That's tough.
Hailee Steinfeld was caught having an intimate conversation with Justin Bieber, but Hailee has denied reports that they're dating. She was on the radio where she was asked if she was dating him. She squashed the rumors, saying, "No, I'm not. I know it's crazy. I don't know why people make such a big deal. We're friends. We've been friends for years." Disney is reviving the Mickey Mouse Club as a Facebook show. The cast is yet to be announced, but Disney will draw from its in-house multi-channel network and talent company. Katy Perry angered her followers again after she posted a picture of the New York Times front page cover featuring her Met Gala look on it. The problem is, the cover also features a picture of a policeman on fire. One of the comments left said, "Someone is on fire and you chose to glorify your dress? How insensitive can you be?" Her career is over.
It's not over. She had a turn of a song right now. She's going to be okay.
Multiple scandals. Everyone hates her.
You are a hater this morning. Get off your damn haterage.
She's a Swiftie.
I know, but it's like so apparently obvious. Just let it be. Like,
goodbye, Katy Perry. Goodbye.
I'm going to turn your mic off if you keep on hating so
Alex
much.
Alex is throwing a Katy Perry's over party.
Yes, I am. She's been exposed. I was up late last night reading the new Billboard interview with Miley Cyrus, and it had me so excited. First of all, she looked gorgeous and normal and way more chilled out. She talked a lot about getting back to her roots. Second of all, Miley is going to release a new song on May 11th. The song Malibu is off her upcoming album, which she hasn't titled yet. It's a love song about her fiancé Liam, and it's gimmick-free pop rock, unlike anything she's ever recorded before. She will have a new album out sometime this year. She also explained in the Billboard interview why she stuck her tongue out so much. She said, "I was so embarrassed to be on the red carpet, and so many of those disgusting photographers would tell me to blow a kiss, and that's not me. I don't want to blow you a kiss. I don't know what to do with my face, so I just stuck my tongue out, and it became a rebellious punk rock thing."
That's why she did it.
She also announced that she has been sober now for over a month or something. Like, she's not drinking, she's not smoking. She's like, "Nobody told me to do it, I just wanted to." She just seems like really chill.
We'll see. I don't believe that for a second, but we'll see.
She said that she's sick of people not taking her seriously because of her like being in nipple pasties and stuff all the time. And she said it's drawing attention more to her body, and she says it's grossing her out having people sexualize her body instead of focusing on like the charity work and
when you put that image out there.
No, that's what she's saying. She realizes she made a mistake, is what this interview says.
Okay, well then realize it's you that did it and not people
that chose to focus on it. So she's saying, "Don't expect me to get all naked and stuff anymore because I want people to like champion around the causes that I stand up for, not around my boobs being out." So that's what she said in the interview. A new book claims that former President Barack Obama proposed to a woman who rejected him not once but twice before he met his wife Michelle. Excuse me. Obama fell for Michelle after their first year in law school, but this woman says he still occasionally saw her and cheated on Michelle. She says Obama may have also cheated on Michelle with a Hispanic mother of three that he met through his community organizing events. The book also claims that Obama considered having a gay relationship with his openly gay political science professor at Occidental College. The author even claims Obama wrote to an old girlfriend at some point saying that he had considered gayness, but ultimately decided that a same-sex relationship would be less challenging and demanding than developing one with the opposite sex.
So they're saying that former President Barack Obama is not gay or didn't do anything gay.
But somebody's
allegedly saying that he considered it.
Yes.
That's some book.
It's a book, man. That's the garbage.